This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. How are you doing, Isaiah?
I'm doing good. It's early in the morning, but, you know, woke up, feel refreshed. How are you doing today, Taryn?
I'm doing well, Isaiah. Thank you for asking. We are here to update you guys on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 70. In the house, really getting up there, entering, Big Brother 23, it's retired at this point. It's doing all right. It's got some years left in it, but, it's lost its joy, I think.
Yeah, we're coming down to the point where it's literally you're just coming down to the competition. Like, there's not a lot much more strategically we could really expect unless, like, they throw, like, a reset button or something in. I mean, hey, just throwing ideas. But, it's pretty straightforward.
Yes, well, we're going to talk through it all. Of course, Kylan is the HOH. He put Hannah and Tiffany on the block. He then won the veto. He did not use the veto. And the rest of the week has mostly been Tiffany trying to campaign, making some amount of progress, but nothing that has managed to stick. She did manage to convince Azza to keep her, and Azza will be trying to, campaign on her behalf throughout the day, but not to much effect here. She's going to talk to Big D and say that she really doesn't think that Tiffany should leave this week. But Big D says, look, Azza, we've never changed a vote before. Why would we start now?
I don't know if you watched the little video segment that they did, but Derek F. think that he is Derek Levasseur, Taryn. So what Derek says, Derek does. You know, he's running the game. He is the Apple Scrapple. I'm not shocked. He's doing his work, right?
Yeah. Why would we... flip a vote? We don't do that here. This isn't Big Brother. Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's a little delusional. But hey, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. They also talk about next week. Now, Big D has already let her know that she may need to go up on the block if he wins the HOH. She doesn't really understand why she needs to go up on the block. Awesome. Well, I keep telling you that this is just... Maybe I'll consider other options, but pretty sure you're going to have to go up on the block.
He's kind of like, I really think that he wants to do like this guy strong thing. Like there's this misconception from him that he's like, if you've done the most for the cookout in his eyes, you should be going farther. He thinks that he has done the world for the cookout, and he doesn't think Azza has to the same extent. So it's a little delusional. And honestly, he should never even think about putting Azza there, but yes. And I don't understand why.
Yes, and we talked about this yesterday, but he intends to put Azza on the block next to Hannah to protect, of course, Kyland and Xavier. And so that is that's what he wants to do.
Not a smart move at all. It's kind of a joke, to be honest, but
yeah. well, Hannah, so one thing is that, you know, Big D talks about, like, you know, the women gonna beat us in the end. Now Hannah had a conversation with Xavier where she was like, that's really insulting to hear, because the men have all said it many times. That's really insulting to hear that, as though, like, the women can't think for themselves and that they just see a woman. Oh, just, I need to vote for a woman. And so Xavier, on the heels of hearing Hannah telling him it's disrespectful, does let Big D know, hey, that's what I've been told, that that's disrespectful. That's, so we should not be saying that. And so Big D very graciously apologizes to the cameras for, I'm sorry that I've said that.
Basically, production fed it to him, and then like, he doesn't really feel this way. I mean, I remember it was a couple of weeks ago that I think Hannah, she was actually talking to Tiffany about the vibe that it was giving off. It does come off kind of sexist a little bit, you know. I hope that it comes from a genuine place when he does apologize, but I, you know, I feel like this is just like production, like, you might want to calm it down a little bit. So you know, I'm afraid for Big D when he gets out the house, but I mean, look, he's not out yet, so let him think the way he wants to think.
Yeah. Well, Hannah is also going to let people know that she was told in the diary room that the backyard was closed down days ago now, very early. And they've been expecting an early eviction or something along those lines, because, you know, why is the backyard closed so early? And Hannah says that she was told in the diary room that that the eviction is going to take place on Thursday. And so she's like, I don't know, but they don't fully believe it. They're like, well, they wouldn't tell us if it was supposed to be a surprise early eviction. Of course, they'd lie to us. So they don't fully believe that. But Hannah also does speculate, well, maybe they're setting up like an HOH and DeVito at the same time, you know, like, you know, some kind of double situation. So they are starting to speculate that it's definitely not a normal situation heading into the eviction.
I mean, yeah, like it's normal, because I don't think they've ever done a back-to-back double yet. So, I mean, it's not really expected. Production, I've noticed specifically last season as well, they're not good at keeping things hidden. They kind of leak or like pinch, like, hey, maybe something special is happening. So they prepare for it, where beforehand it felt like it was a surprise that like they did a double or something. But they're like at the point where, oh, they might be a triple, there might be a double, there might be something special. So maybe they're going to start preparing for that now. Like, you know, I don't know why Prod is doing that, but there you go.
There you go. Tiffany is going to pitch to Xavier. She says, okay, Xavier, look, Hannah is a bigger competition threat than I am. I've said this before, but I will be a target ahead of you if you keep me. And I pledge to you, I will take you to the final two over anyone else. I will go to the end with you. I will owe you my life in this game. Hannah cannot offer you the same thing. She will not honor any deal. She will go to the end with the people that she thinks she can beat. You need to take me to the end to have the best chance. I will go with you and Azza. We will both take you. You will beat us both. This is your ideal way to the end, Xavier. And she tells the cameras both before and after that she tried this deal with Kyland and he didn't accept it. So now she's offering it to Xavier and she genuinely would follow through with it.
Yeah, and I believe her. When you get to a point where you're at the bottom, you got to pitch whatever you need to that can just secure your longevity. You know, Tiffany is just one of those players that we've been asking for a while, that we just want to see them fight to the end, you know, and that, I mean, that's unfortunately just what this is. I mean, it's still the smart move to take her out at this point in my book. But I do appreciate that she's at least trying, you know, and Yeah, like I appreciate it. You know, we don't see a lot of players actually keep fighting. They usually just lay down and die. She's not doing that.
Hannah is going to be campaigning as well. She campaigns to Big D. She says that nobody can beat Xavier or Kyland in the final two. And so because of that, she knows that her best chance is to sit next to Big D in the final two or Azza. And so she would want to go to the end with both Big D and Azza. And she's making this kind of pitch to him. This does not line up with, of course, what she's telling Xavier, and she's going to get caught with that. But he does tell her he does not plan to get rid of her.
I mean, the same thing with Hannah. It's like, you know, you just got to say what you got to say. Like, it's getting to the point where if Hannah does not win in HOH, if Tiffany leaves this week, which is looking like, Hannah is just going to be the next one. And, you know, you just got to put some sort of foundation now where if you are in a position of power, what are you going to rely on? You know, that's all this is at this point. You know, I want to see Hannah win. I'm going to say that. So I hope she pulls something out, but it's going to be a difficult road for her.
Azza talks to Xavier after her conversation with Big D. I just found this a funny interaction. She goes to Xavier. She's like, Xavier, have you ever had to like convince people to not put me up? And it's funny because like in Azza's mind, she sees Xavier as somebody who has influenced HOHs, which not really the case. But and Xavier's like, I mean, not really. I mean, it's you don't really get brought up. And she's like, well, Big D keeps telling me that he's always like manipulating people to protect me, that he's always been protecting me in this game. And I just like, because that's like Big D is literally all game and saying like, I do so much. I have taken a beating in this game protecting you, Azza, because of that one time that he felt like he volunteered for the block to prevent Azza from going up, even though Azza was not going to go up anyway. And so this was just a funny interaction to me, just the misconceptions from all three of these players.
I personally think it would be hilarious if he gets to the end and he just pitches this game that is just non-existent. And then he's like, I did this, I did that. And they just spend the whole time like, no, you didn't. Like, what are you talking about? No, you didn't. I want like Big D. He really thinks he's like the next big player. He thinks he's the if factor of the season. I remember he was even talking like on terms of diary rooms and funny, like, I don't think DX is at my level. Like, I'm just that, like, he thinks he's that. Like, it's really crazy to just to see, like, he just surprises me like every single week. I'm like, it's not going to get worse. It just gets worse. So I'm just like, I wonder where this is coming from, honestly.
Yeah. Hannah's going to talk with Xavier. He warns her that Azza seems inclined to keep Tiffany this week, which is part of the plan that him, Kyland, and Big D have talked about, which is that if Azza votes to keep Tiffany in the game, then hopefully Hannah will go after Azza in retaliation. And so he is sort of helping. Azza seems like she's pro Tiffany here. You got to watch out for that. He wants to know what Hannah would do next week if she won. She says that Kyland did not accept any of her deals, so she would go after him. Now this is the beginning of what will become a much better explanation of what she was talking to the cameras about the day before, when it comes to wanting to honor as many deals as possible for her plans for next week. So we'll get into exactly what she intends to do next week a little bit later. But Xavier does let Hannah know that he wants to keep her this week.
Yeah, I mean, do we believe that fully?
That he wants to keep her, that Hannah will go after
Kyle? That he wants to keep her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Xavier, I think that Xavier plans to keep Hannah for sure. I don't think he wants to keep her.
Yeah.
He has been convinced, of course, that Tiffany was probably better for his game, but he is, and he's going to say it's a Big D later, but like he said, winning that HOH cost Tiffany $750,000. So she's got to go.
Got it. Okay. I mean, I was just like, okay. Like, I don't think he wants to keep her there that long before his personal game, it does make sense. Like
he's going after her next week. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, over Tiffany. He will keep
absolutely.
Yeah. Tiffany also campaigns to Azza some more. She's already got Azza, but she just continues to campaign to Azza, saying she really wants to work with Azza and Xavier, get to the end with them. Just further reinforces to Azza that she wants Tiffany to stay. Hannah tries working on Azza, but Azza really just was not having it. She's like, this is why you should keep me, Azza. Like, I think that, you know, you and Big D would be very beneficial to my game. And Azza's like, okay, we're beneficial to your game. Why does that tell me why I should keep you? Why I should keep you? Well, because you're beneficial to my game, I'm going to want to take you far. That's how it works. I'm going to want to take you far in the game. It's like, okay, you're still not telling me why I should keep you this week. It's like, all right. Well, I will not put you and Big D up on the block together if I win HOH next week. How about that? How I can offer you that. It's very difficult for people to understand how to pitch to Azza.
It's like, I haven't seen many people really get through to Azza this season. She's very like, if you're not giving me a strict deal, I don't care. It's funny. Like, I think Azza gets a couple votes strictly from like the cookout guys. If she sat next to like a Hannah or something, like maybe it's beneficial to her. Maybe, I don't know. But like, Azza's kind of always been kind of checked out when it comes to Hannah within the game. So like, I don't think that she was really going to get anywhere regardless with her in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So Tiffany is going to talk to Big D a little bit. She says, I hope your vote's not being decided based on like personal feelings here. He's like, well, I don't know. Never. And she says, she adds another point to her campaign, which is that, in Tiffany's mind, Big D and Azza, they're connected. Obviously, she is the only person he has a snowball's chance in hell of beating in the end. So of course he would want to protect Azza in the game. So she says, well, you know, Hannah is going to go after Azza. She will never work with Azza. And that's not good for you, Big D. And Big D's like, he goes to Xavier and he's like, Tiffany told me that Hannah's never going to work with Azza. That's perfect, because we don't want Azza.
he thinks that he just made this huge discovery, man. Like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking to Xavier. Big D's talking to Xavier. Xavier is back to his pacing, of course, because he's thinking about it again. Cause Tiffany's pitch, you know, she offered him a lot, and he's like, Tiffany kind of like, you know, offered her life to me in this game. Man, I don't know. And Xavier does a thing that I think is, it's a very common mistake that people make. It goes all the way back to like Survivor Vanuatu, where it's like, Xavier explains the pitch that Tiffany made to him. Says, Tiffany offered me her life in this game. She said she'd bring me to the final two. She said this, this, this. Did she offer you the same thing, Big D? Big D's like, yeah, definitely. No, she didn't. But now that Xavier has explained everything that she offered, Big D can say, yes. And yeah, she said that exact same thing. Totally. And Xavier's like, I knew it.
You're basically giving all your cards up, man. It's just like, it reminds me of, cause Ollie did the same thing a little bit with Dan when he offered him the world, you know, just like, mm-hmm. bro, it's like, just quiet, zip it, keep it to yourself.
It's just like people, it's very easy to compare notes when one person gives you their notes and you say, yeah, totally, I got the same. That's definitely what I had too. So he goes, they're both pitching the same thing. And now when I look at actions and behaviors, what did I say? I said Tiff winning that HOH cost her $750,000. So that's what it's got to be. And yes, I agree with Pink there. Xavier wanted to hear that answer. And that's the thing, like, yeah. Right? Like, he wants Tiffany to pay for that decision to win that HOH. He wanted her pitch to be worse because he wants her to be the one to pay.
It feels like ever since the non-clickout member, I mean, weeks leading up to this, like, this side of, like, Xavier just like came out that wasn't always there. Like, I've always saw Xavier at first like this, like, very cool, calm, collected guy. He was always expressing the options, you know, he was taking his time. But like, ever since like the cookout hit their goal, ever since it was just like them and Alyssa, it's just like he's just been on this type time where it's like it's a little cocky. It's a little just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. He's just like really over his head. And I don't think that he has his head fully in the game. It feels like the game's kind of like got into him. Like he just, I don't know. He's not the same player as he was a couple weeks ago in my book.
Well, they're going to play, before that, Azza tries again to talk to Big D about keeping Tiffany. He again says no. Then they play some cops and robbers. but after that, Hannah talks to the cameras. And she explains the pitch she made to Xavier. She says she does mean it when she says that she would probably vote for X in the end. She talked about how, especially because of the cookout and the message that they were trying to, come across for the season, she does want somebody who she feels like played a, you know, respectable and honest game to represent the season potentially. And so for that reason, because she has talked about, like, she doesn't necessarily think that Xavier has done a lot, but she wants an honest and respectable winner. And so she says she probably would vote for X, but that doesn't mean she won't cut him in the game if she has the ability to, because she can't move forward with both Xavier and Kai. And Kai has it in his head that he has to be in the end with Xavier because he has a massive ego. And he doesn't think that sitting next to anybody else is respectable. So if I win next week, she says, I've got to get rid of one of the two at the very least. And she's hoping that if Big D or Azza win, that they don't seem particularly likely to go after Xavier, but maybe she can get them to go after Kyland. Sorry, but no. She thinks that, and so the plan she wants to do is to put Kai and Big D on the block. The reason being that she thinks Xavier is less likely to use the veto on Kai than Kai is to use it on Xavier. And I think that she is correct in that assessment. I think she's incorrect in the assessment that that matters at all, because they both will still probably use the veto on each other. That's a huge mistake right out of the gate here, not putting the two of them up. She says she thinks that with Big D on the block, Azza will vote for Big D to stay. Xavier might vote for Kylan to stay, but she could break the tie and send Kylan out. If the veto is won by her or anybody else and somebody comes off the block, she can put Xavier up on the block and send him out, or at least make that choice. But it does seem like she is leaning toward evicting Xavier because she thinks that Kylan is more likely to take her to the end than Xavier is, because Kylan is more dedicated to taking the better player. And with Xavier out of the game, she by default becomes the best player left outside of Kai. She's thinking about doing that. She thinks that one of the primary reasons she's doing Kai and Big D is she thinks that this is honoring her deals the most, that she did not actually promise Kai he wouldn't go up on the block. She just said that if he was on the block, she would use the veto on him, which she would if she won the veto to take out X. She says, my problem is basically everybody would probably use the veto in a different way. My problem is that if Xavier wins and uses his veto on Kai, I am screwed, because then they're both still in the game and I can't compete the next week. And I'm like, yes, exactly. She says, I can't. She says putting both Kai and X on the block is a really big move, and I'm not sure I'm ready for that. When exactly are you ready at the final five to make a big move,
yeah,
Hannah? When exactly? And it only gets worse from here because she then talks about the votes this week that she thinks she has to stay. And she says, well, Azza seems to be voting against me. I don't know why. It's kind of annoying. Maybe I'll, you know what? Maybe that's what will decide it. I'll use Azza as a pawn instead of Big D because that's a great excuse for me to use her as a pawn because she voted against me. And then, of course, Big D hopefully will vote for Azza to stay. No, he won't. She then says, so hopefully you guys can see now this is how I would play the game if the cookout wasn't here. And I'm like, ooh, no, nah. Not good.
No. Is this a case of just like overthinking it to you?
In my opinion, this is emblematic of how of the parts of Hannah's game that I've been critical of all season long, that she miscalculates. She is very confident in her reads when she shouldn't be. She needs more uncertainty in how she thinks, because she comes up with like, this is my read and it is now fact. And I'm going to base everything around that. And when she had, you know, the power of the cookout behind it to make it fact, most of the time it tended to work out okay. But when she is just a sole player and she's trying to make these reads, like she thinks, bam, boom, guaranteed Big D and Azza will vote for each other to stay. So based on that, I can put this person and this person on the block. But she needs some uncertainty in her reach. She needs to say, what if I'm wrong? What if something is happening that I don't see? What if that's possible? Why don't I play it a little bit safer? And why don't I just, if I desperately need one of Kai or X to leave for sure, then maybe what I should do is put both of them on the block to make sure that one of them stays on the block. And maybe I should, pay more attention to who I think is more likely to vote for who to stay in the event of one of them coming off the block. I feel like that has ultimately been Hannah's biggest failing throughout most of the game, even early in the game when she was so confident in her read on Christian and Sarah Beth and the Kings. It's also been her read on the idea of making deals and how she's talked about how she didn't want to make too many deals because that's what screwed Tyler over. Like, that is a fact, but it's not what happened. And she is now left here without enough deals, where other people have all of the deals. It's unfortunate.
And I mean, I've been saying this all season, the perfect place where you could have started in my book, Oz is just sitting there waiting. Like, the fact that Big D has the best grip on Azza and it's Big D, it's just like, it just shows how everyone just really has like under like estimated like the power, just like that number. Like, even if it was without the competition, it's like, I love Hannah. I feel like her game honestly was more so working with people outside of the cookout versus like working with the people within. So like, it's kind of like too little too late. And now I guess she's trying to play catch up and it's kind of backfiring on her. So it sucks, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany's going to talk to Xavier again. She pitches to him some more, long conversation. She talks more about, all the things. At one point she says, Hannah's going to be a little Janelle. I'm telling you, when she takes all of you out, I'm going to be laughing. He tells her at the end of the conversation, I'm sorry, but I'm leaning toward keeping Hannah. And she feels pretty defeated at that point.
Well, it's better than giving fake hope in my book. I'm just like, you might as well just keep it 100. It is what it is.
Yes. Now that she's feeling defeated, she goes to bed. She's pretty tired. In the meantime, Kylan is upstairs. He's talking to Big D. They're studying, they're going through different scenarios for the week, talking about possibilities for what might happen in the eviction. Kylan says, you know, what would be crazy, crazy if they did another double. And he's like, what? No, no, that would be so annoying. I mean, they've given the plot away by closing down the backyard so early. They're all expecting something where, like, normally they wouldn't, because there was just a double eviction. What are you going to do? They also talk to Hannah a bit and stuff like that. But then Kylan comes down. Tiffany's in bed. And he walks into the bedroom where Tiffany is laying down. He's brushing his teeth. He's like, I can't understand a word you're saying, Kylan. And he walks away.
What the heck?
Okay. She falls asleep. 15 minutes later, Kylan comes back, wakes her up. Tiff, I was saying, did you want to talk? I don't know. Tomorrow? You want to talk tomorrow? What? About what? Just in general? What? I don't know. What? I don't know. What did you say? I don't know. Okay. He stands up, looks at her, pauses. Then let me know. He walks away. And as he's walking up the stairs, he starts talking to himself. Bad decisions. And now they're coming back to bite you in the ass. And I'm actually willing to help. Except you don't want to talk. I guess the bad decisions continue for Tiffany.
I think he's just mad that she didn't want to snuggle with him at night again. Honestly, yeah. Like, it's weird. It's weird. Kylan's weird. Sorry. Go ahead, but he's weird. I'm just...
I cannot believe this man.
He's so weird. Like, it was like, what?
So controlling that, like, yeah. That she is asleep. She just wants to sleep, and she doesn't want to come up and talk to you in that moment. And you feel the need to punish her for that to yourself. She must be punished for not coming and talking. And, you know, I'll be as generous as possible here and say talking to me. I'm going to pretend like this is now what cost her the game as well. Like, she stopped trusting me. That cost her the game. She won that HOH. That cost her the game. She didn't talk to me that night. That cost her the game. Only one thing can cost her the game, Kylan. At some point, it doesn't make any sense for her to cater to your every whim at any point. You know, I am so frustrated by this man.
Yeah, he's weird. I'm sorry. He's weird. It's been a while. You know, no, it's not even been a while. He's just a very entitled individual. We even saw this early in the season when he was like having conversation with Azza, and he was like very controlling during that. It's just like, I don't know if he understands the way he comes off to people. But it's very strange. And he needs to do some self-reflecting. That's the nicest way I can put it. Without being rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what we had for the day. But I can tell you that, again, there's reason to think that something may be happening early. They all are suspecting. Tiffany, when she was feeling defeated, was like, I hope this is my last day. I don't have to spend another day campaigning to people that won't listen to me. But they are genuinely thinking that that something may happen. I believe that Tiffany, as this podcast started, found that she had her suitcase was there, and she has been packing this morning, and then the feeds went down to animals. So pretty good chance, in my opinion, that they might be filming the double now, and that the feeds might not even come back until tomorrow night. It's possible. It's okay. Possible at this point. So keep that in mind. But Isaiah, anything else that you wanted to bring up from yesterday?
I did want to bring up one thing. I think it was DF and Tiffany. They were having the conversation, and DF was like, "I think it would be very competitive if me and X were sitting at the end. I don't know who would win." And Tiff was like, "No way, you will lose." And he was like I thought that was funny. That he really thinks he's playing that good. But yeah, I mean, straightforward day. Honestly, they're like, you know, we hit everything.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. You know, it's again, you know, with these, the end game is not as much to talk about. There's not many people, as many people in the house. I don't know what just happened there to my mouth. This is about what we have. Of course, yes, the Circle dropped more episodes today. I haven't had a chance to check them out yet, but there will be a Circle podcast on Saturday. I'll be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, talking about or watching the episode with you guys. After the episode, we'll be live to talk through what goes down. Again, I don't know if the feeds are going to be down all day and then maybe they won't be up. I don't know what's going to happen there. But either way, you can expect me tomorrow.